We're continuing to look at the death of Herod Agrippa in Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 25. Let me just read one verse out of there because it describes the supernatural part of what happened. Luke records, "An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died." Now, last time we saw that angels, of course, are used by God to be ministers to those of us who are saved, but they also can act in the capacity of judges in the sense of that they bring about catastrophe, sometimes even death. So that's the supernatural side of the story. But the question is often asked, doesn't Luke's account contradict Josephus' insistence that Herod languished for 5 days before he died? Well, let's look at what Luke actually said. He writes, "An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. Let me refer you to what happened to Ananias and Sapphira when they met their judgment for lying to the Holy Spirit." Acts 5:5 says, "When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died." Acts chapter 5, verse 10 says, "At that moment, she fell down at Peter's feet and died." Luke makes it clear that Ananias and Sapphira died immediately. If he also meant that Herod died immediately, wouldn't he have just stated it that way? So there's no real divergence of facts between Luke's account and secular sources. Luke just doesn't give us the time frame in which Herod died. Now, let's look at Luke's phrase, "he was eaten by worms and died." That's not a pleasant description, is it? In the Greek text, it is obvious that Dr. Luke is using medical precision to describe Herod's sudden affliction. Luke uses the Greek word skolekabrotis. It's interesting that this is the one and only use of this word in the entire New Testament. Skolekabrotis is a combination of two Greek words, skolex and vibrisco, and it is translated into English as worm-eaten or disease with maggots. While the medical word is unique in the New Testament, the medical event was not unknown in the first century. Secular examples of this dreaded disease are recorded in the cases of Phertimo of Cyrene, Sylla, Antiochus the Great, and Herod the Great, and Maximinus. The term skolekabrotis occurs more often in first century sources as a disease of plants than humans. Theophrastus, a botanist, uses the word to describe plants eaten by worms. So the word skolex was used by ancient medical writers to describe numerous types of intestinal worms. I cited the case of Antiochus Epiphanes, the great persecutor of the Jews. Here's the account of his death. "The worms rose up out of the body of this wicked man, and while he lived in sorrow and pain, his flesh fell away, and the filthiness of his smell was noisome to all of his armies." That's recorded in the Apocryphal book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 9, verse 9. So let's ask one last question about Herod's death. Luke said that the angel of the Lord struck Herod. By the way, he uses the same Greek word for struck in Acts 12:7, where the angel struck Peter to wake him up and rescue him from prison. So what is Luke going to reveal to us about Herod's death? We'll see that next time on Verse by Verse.